This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now, did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. All right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go.
Today's episode of If These Ovaries Could Talk is brought to you by Grove.co and Care Of. We are excited to have them on board. We are.
Oh my God, you guys. We're back.
We are back. Hi.
Did you ever think we would come back?
How have you been? That's an Ani DiFranco song.
You don't know it. She has like four, in fairness, she has somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 songs.
Oh, I know. Probably more. You know,
those are just the ones she actually made albums.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We're back like Ani DiFranco in her, you know, seven albums in a year.
She's coming back. She's doing something new.
I love her so much.
Do you?
Yeah.
Me too.
Of course I do. I feel like you're required
to. No, she's prolific. Come on.
Guys, we're coming off a hiatus. What'd you do on hiatus, Jamie?
We fucking parented.
We parented the shit out of our kids on hiatus.
We've been parenting. We've been working.
We have been working. Working on the book.
We're working on it. Size. It's going great. It's going great. All right.
Well, I mean, we have like the hugest, I feel like this might be our biggest, most jam-packed season coming up.
It's going to be great.
Because we've been in production for a bit.
Yeah, we've been working.
We have activists, mm-hmm. Teak Milan.
Oh my God, amazing.
What a great interview that is.
Love Teak Milan, my guru.
We're going to talk finances.
He's my guru.
We have someone to talk about how to plan for your LGBTQ family.
For your gay babies.
Yeah.
We're also going to have another live event.
With WNYC again in the green space.
Love that space.
Can you believe they're having us back?
I can't. I'm actually shocked. I mean, I think it's because Stacey Enchin was so fantastic.
She was so good.
And we just sat there and we're like, Stacey Enchin.
I know. There was like, maybe they think we know what we're doing.
No, I think they think that Stacey Enchin knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
Listen, anyway,
whatever.
Maybe we have to get her back. I don't know.
We gotta sign the contract, but we're coming back to it. So, but it's gonna be in Pride Month. So if you're in New York City for Pride, like the event's gonna go up pretty soon.
Make it one of your things on your to-do list to do for Pride.
Yes, because it's a big Pride year this semester or this semester. Am I in grad school? What am I doing?
I think we are.
This year. So we have like this season, what I'm very excited about, we have like 3 or 4 stories that came from like listeners emailing us.
Uh-huh.
And like even one of them is a guy who started donating sperm because of our podcast.
Not because of our podcast.
Yes, no, because of our podcast. I have the email.
Wow. Can we get sued for this?
Well, I hope not.
Interesting.
Well, anyway, but my point is of bringing this up is if you have ideas, please email us because we, you know, it's like
we're listening.
Yeah.
And we read every email.
Want to highlight all your stories. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not just the Judy Golds of the world. It's everybody's stories. So you can email us at ovariestalk@gmail.com and we're going to be asking throughout the season for your stories.
Yeah. And we don't have to ask. You can just do it also. But speaking of people who wrote into us, we speak with this couple, Tiffany and Carissa, who, among other things, talk about basically starting to make their gay baby.
Their journey.
And it's a fun story. They have a great story. I don't want to ruin it. It's going to be our next episode.
Yep.
But we're also going to be checking back in with them all season.
It's our first recurring segment,
I know,
Jamie.
I'm excited. So we're going to see how it's going on their journey.
Yeah. So they'll be like, we'll be checking in with them most episodes to hear how it's going for them.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, all goes smooth.
Should we do our season 3, episode 1 interview now, Jamie?
Yeah. People are dying to hear it. Well, so we have Nene.
Nene.
And her story. Listen, we've given you a lot of stories that I feel like sometimes sugarcoat the whole LGBT family experience.
Definitely best of.
Best of, right? And not every story is that way or ends that way. Although Nene's story is turning out okay for her.
I think so, but
Nene has an interesting story.
A hard story.
It got hard for her.
It's almost a little bit of, I mean, I don't want to say cautionary tale because that implies it's negative, but it's she went through it. So
she went through some stuff.
Should we hear from Nene?
Yeah, let's get Nene in here because I also love her tattoos and I want to ask her about them. Hi, Nene.
So tell us the elevator pitch of your family.
Who are you, Nene? So elevator pitch. My family started constructing itself about 8 years ago.
An interesting way to put it.
Yeah. It was 2 really good friends and we would vacation together and spent a lot of time together. I left the city for a year and every time I would come back to visit, we would meet up and have brunch and have dinner. And then I moved back and we decided to venture beyond friendship and create a child together. So I had just divorced my wife. Or we had just divorced one another. Mm-hmm. Let's be fair about that. And
it's 2 to tango.
It does. And I didn't know that they had been looking at surrogacy or adoption.
So this friend had a partner.
Yes.
Or they were
married. They were both my friends. One friend, and then I met the husband right after that. Mm-hmm. So we decided to embark on having a child together and a co-parenting
couple
thing.
Couple plus you.
Mm-hmm.
And so how were you going to work that out? It was going to be like, I have the baby part of the time, you have the baby part of the time? Or
after like the initial year where the baby's not breastfeeding as much, we had agreed that the child would spend the first year with me and we would do sleepovers and we would do like weekends together and family trips. And we were trying to create a new type of family.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the overview of how it worked
forward.
Out.
Fast forward, we just wrapped up a litigious situation. And the deconstruction of our family has been taking place since not too long after the child was born.
So it was messy.
It was very messy.
But you had a baby.
We had a baby.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I had the
baby. How old is your son now?
He's 2.
Okay. So while you're like, you have a young baby at home, you thought you were doing this thing where you're making this new type
new
of family.
Modern.
And then it fell apart. And you still have a young baby.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
It is a lot. And it all started to fall apart right after a month after he was born.
So not while you were pregnant.
Yeah, it was, I feel like it was, you know, the pregnancy was more on me. And we went to some birthing classes together and had a couple of dinners together, had baby showers. That was really it, the extent of it.
During that time, did you feel like it was a thing you were doing together? Did you feel like...
I didn't. No.
Okay, so yeah. So when did it start to unravel? So you guys decided we're going to do this.
Yeah.
You were like 100% on board. This is going to be a new modern family. Yeah. We're going to create this whole new...
I was excited.
...picture mm-hmm. of what a family can be. You guys are like really good friends. And then... And then you did like IUI?
No.
IVF?
No.
Oh.
Wait, what? What?
We did as old school as you can get while still maintaining my gold star.
What? I don't even understand. What? Okay. So like turkey baster.
Yes. So okay. There was some something
sexual
similar.
Activity involved.
So.
Like the level of confusion.
Like, I'm thinking of Handmaid's Tale right now. Like what?
I'm thinking of handsy stuff.
None of that.
Jamie, it's quiz time.
Oh God, I'm stressed.
Okay,
I'm stressed.
No, you can do this. Listen to me.
Is it about money?
What company is America's largest independent natural product company?
I know this.
No, you don't. I'm not done yet. Listen to me. What we're talking about, this company, not a single product or ingredient that they sell has been tested on animals. And stop talking, Jamie. They're planting 1 million trees by the end of 2020.
Grove.co. Told you, I knew it. I know these things.
You did. I just got my first order from them, and I'm not going to lie. I loaded up. Mm-hmm. I hit the Mrs. Meyers hand gel refill.
Yes,
a little
I love
lemon.
That.
Is it Verbena?
Verbena.
Do you know what a Verbena is?
It's just a scent.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I think it's a flower.
I got a little seventh generation dish gel for my dishwasher and some tree-free facial tissues. I was like, I felt like a good person while I was ordering.
That's good. Listen, what I like about Grove.co is that they make shopping for natural products like super easy.
So easy.
Because, you know, you can go to the store and you can find a few products that are natural mm-hmm. And good for the environment, but it's always a crapshoot and you never know.
Not all of the stuff is going
to
be.
You're not sure. And, yeah. And to have all the products be natural in the store is unheard of.
All of them. And it's not like in like a go to my local bodega and there's like one thing that's organic. It's 400 times the price of the other things. And it's questionable if it's even organic.
Right. Totally.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's like weird. Yeah,
very questionable.
Neon blue. Yeah. I don't know.
And you're like, huh.
But listen, Grove.co is the only site you need to shop to get organic, eco-friendly, and sustainable products from top brands mm-hmm. like Seventh Generation that I love, Dr. Bronner. Mm-hmm. Yes, Ms. Myers, all those good ones. Yep. And I love those brands.
Oh my God. And you know what I just learned? They're a B Corporation, which is this new kind of business mm-hmm. that balances purpose and profit. So they are like legally required to consider the impact of their decisions on their workers, customers, suppliers, the community, and the environment.
Oh.
And that's like so in line with our podcast.
Right. Yes.
Well, like at least you.
In our big corporation of two people.
We are a corporation of two people.
Are we?
I mean, basically when you shop at Grove.co, you're doing something good for you and your home and the planet.
So true. Yeah. And start right now and you get a free $30. Yes. Mrs. Meyers gift set at grove.co/OCT with your first order.
Oh my God. To our listeners. Come on, guys. Money is on the table. $30. Mrs. Meyer gift set at grove.co/OCT.
grove.co/OCT.
Go
do it now.
Get your Meyers.
Get it.
So when I was ovulating, they would take turns coming to my apartment. I would step out. They would do what they needed to do, leave a sample for me. And then I would come back to my apartment after they would have left. And I used a syringe like that you give medicine to a cat or a dog in. So not a turkey baster. Those are too big. I actually did try
you did
that.
Research, yeah.
Yeah. And that fell apart rather quickly.
Oh, you did try that.
It literally fell apart quickly. And so I was like, this is ridiculous.
Just picturing your home alone with the sperm spewing everywhere.
That's Patricia and Kelly. Yeah,
this is the most disgusting stuff I've ever had to deal with. And so I revised that area of the project.
Like an eyedropper.
You got the baby medicine thingy.
Yeah.
But I need to back up a second. You said they would take turns. Mm-hmm. So you weren't sure who was going to be the dad.
Not until after the child was born.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So then they were both in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't care one way or the other which one it was. They
and
were
it
both
didn't seem
great.
Like they didn't care?
It did. It seemed like we were all okay with
whoever.
Whoever.
Yeah. Okay. And so back to what we were saying before. So you said you did not feel like it was part of a family during the pregnancy. Is that just because you weren't in the same house, or was, do you think it was maybe the red flags showing up?
I think they thought it felt like that was like my role. Like, you're pregnant and we don't have anything to do with that until after the baby. They did a little bit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is already like problematic for starting off this thing you're creating together.
How long did it take you to get pregnant? How many tries?
Two.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't get pregnant the first round of my ovulation cycle, but I got pregnant the second round.
Fertile Myrtle.
My family's pretty good at reproducing.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Okay. So two tries, you're pregnant. They're like kind of hands off, but not even like, because like gay couples we talked to who have their surrogate have, from what I understand, have been really like how can I support, what can I do to support her? I'm gonna put her on my health insurance. I'm going to do such and such and such and such. Sounds like they were like totally like that. There you go. You get the baby. It's your bun in the oven. Yeah. You take care of you. And when the baby comes, it's basically.
Were you starting legal paperwork at this time?
I got pregnant in August, and it was October 28th. It was my birthday that we first met with an attorney.
And I guess what I'm wondering is like, what, when you're anywhere from like when you're starting to say like, this is what the thing we're going to do, to the point that you're doing legal work, like what was the ideal world that you were creating? Like you've said that it was going to be 1 year, but like, how nitty gritty did you get into like, what's this going to look like? Or were you just like, let's see how this plays out as we go?
It was more of a, let's see how this plays out, but we did have framework. So we sat down with the attorney. We talked about, this is, once the child is in school, this is what it's going to look like. And once the child is of a certain age, this is what it's going to look like. And this is our idea. Mm-hmm. And
did you have things like, you can't move out of the state, or like, you know, we're going to live near each other?
But then we weren't allowed to move 35 miles away from one another.
Okay. And they live close still.
They live in Jersey City and I live
in Manhattan.
In Manhattan. Huh. Yeah. The attorneys drafted it so that I'm the custodial parent for purposes of school. So
it'll be weekends.
Not really. They'll have to get up and commute in on the days that he has school to drop him off.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Well, that's on them. School in September. Yeah.
That's on them.
So were the legal conversations easy? Like,
they were. And
in the beginning. Because it was
in the beginning, they were.
And this, like, we're creating this utopia. Oh, yeah. Utopian family.
For sure.
Yeah.
The attorney said she could draft something, but it wouldn't matter until after the child was born. No court would recognize it until it was a living, breathing entity. So I didn't see a finished draft until after he was born.
And you used the same attorney. You didn't use separate attorneys.
Same attorney. And then after it was drafted, I got a separate attorney to look it over. Because at that point, she became their attorney and I needed my own.
Right.
So that's what I did. And my attorney looked at it and she was like, this is in no way in your best interest.
What kind of things were in it that were?
It was so loosey-goosey that anything could have happened. Mm-hmm. And it basically did set us up for litigation, I think. There were no hard and fast rules on this and this.
It was kind of like, you'll work out 60-40. Or
they're going to have meaningful conversation to make things work. And I'm like,
So when did, because I feel like when you started this with them, you guys were kind of all on board with this kind of loosey-goosey, let's like, we're going to make this family what we want it to be. And it seems like you were all pretty idyllic about it in the beginning.
We were.
Like, what switched for you to make you think, wait a second?
Well, when she finished the draft after he was born and I read through it, it was like, okay, so you can't just opinionate that everything is going to, that we're going to agree on everything.
Right.
That everything's going to just flow and there's not going to be any, you know, I mean, you're talking about three people trying to raise and parent one child. We're all going to have different opinions and viewpoints. And
totally. And you could get married and they could divorce and then you have three different households.
Yeah. So there was a lot of things missing that needed to have been in there or at least discussed and added.
Do you have regrets that didn't get hammered out before the baby was born? Or like, do you think that should have been?
I try not to live in regret.
Okay, fair enough.
However, I don't think that attorney set us up for success.
Okay.
And she also did not clearly communicate some aspects. Like, she was telling them that they could have the non-bio dad legally adopt the child.
Like second parent adoption.
Third.
Does that even exist?
No. But what she didn't tell them or myself is that by doing that, it would take away my rights as a mother. I would no longer have.
No, you would have had to surrender exactly. your parental rights.
Yeah. And I refused to do that.
Was this a lawyer who, and obviously we're not going to name names because we don't need a lawyer suing us, but is this a lawyer who specialized in LGBTQ arena?
Yeah.
Really?
And this, is it your opinion that is a lesbian herself?
Yeah.
So is it your opinion that this lawyer didn't know the truth about like this whole third parent adoption or didn't do her research or like,
or was there some other ulterior motive going on? Like I can't,
or were
like,
they working in cahoots with her?
That's my gut feeling.
They were working in cahoots with
her. They thought that I would not, I guess, know any better or I don't know.
But what was the end game? Crazy. They wanted to take the baby at the end?
At this point, I would not put it past them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, or do you think, because I'm like, why would the lawyer do that? Like, do you think she was just like, I'll get you the best deal?
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she's a lesbian. It doesn't make any sense to me. You think she'd be on your team.
And we are now in family therapy as per the settlement.
All of you?
Mm-hmm. All of us together.
Awkward.
And the therapist even said, she goes, that attorney knew, if she didn't know that, then she doesn't know the law. She should not be practicing as an attorney.
If Jamie and I know that,
yeah.
This woman doesn't deserve to be practicing law.
It's exactly. hard to be in therapy with two against one, too.
It's really hard.
All the time. I can't even imagine.
And we have a parent coordinator to make decisions for us because we can't seem to agree on anything.
Oh, I can't imagine how much money this is costing you.
It's ridiculous.
Oh.
So not only did I engage in being a new mother, unsupported, but I'm also now in debt. I'm like, yay.
Oh, Nene.
This is great. Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Well, before we, I'm so blown away here.
I need to hear when it all started to unravel.
That's exactly what I would like to hear. Like what's the moment when this
started?
For me, I feel like it was after about 6 weeks postpartum.
Mm.
What happened at that moment?
The non-biological father had a breakdown.
How did you know who was the non-bio person?
A few days after birth, we did a test, saliva test.
Uh-huh. Why did you do that?
Because it was always the agreement that you were going to do that, right?
They wanted to know?
The bio dad and I didn't care. Now that I know who it is, like we didn't care. But the non-bio dad wanted to know. And he said it was for insurance purposes, but I don't think that that makes any sense at all. So I think that it was just...
He needed to know. Do you think it was like an ego of I need to know if this is my baby?
It was total ego.
And so then when it wasn't his baby, he had a breakdown?
That ego got even worse.
So did it turn out that the bio dad was your original friend?
No.
Oh.
No. But oddly enough,
so
it was bio
the
dad
original
and I,
friend?
The original friend, yeah.
Who's turned the hardest?
Yes.
And what did the breakdown look like in the relationship and toward you?
It looked like... literally me sitting on my couch and he came over the day after I'd had my 6 week postpartum checkup with my midwives.
Uh-huh. Which meanwhile, you haven't slept in 6 weeks. You're exhausted. Your hair's
I'm learning how to breastfeed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes.
It's never going well.
You're a mess. You're a mess. Your body hurts. Everything hurts. Your head hurts.
I did a home birth. I did.
Good for you.
I mean, it was awesome. It was so awesome.
I'm like, I can't get to the hospital fast enough, but I appreciate what you did.
Yeah. I'm like ready for baby. I pushed him out and I was like, I could do this again.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I can't. It's an awesome experience.
You could be a surrogate. Help yourself get out of debt.
I should. Maybe they want a second child.
You can't in New York. It's illegal.
It is illegal.
Maybe they want a second child.
Oh my God. I will trade you one baby for my original baby.
Oh my God.
You take the new one.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so fucked up, but a little bit amazing. People, it was a joke.
It was a joke.
Okay. So
yeah.
You were with, it was your friend and you were talking about you 6 weeks and how it looked.
So at my postpartum visit, the midwives were like, how are you? How are you feeling? How is everything going? And he got upset because nobody was asking him how he was doing.
What?
Did he get upset to them?
No, he got upset to me afterwards.
What happened?
So he was at that postpartum checkup with you.
Yes. So it looked like me sitting on my couch trying to nurse while he sat next to me and went through a variety of emotions very quickly, yelling, screaming, crying, blaming me, telling me I was a horrible mother.
For what?
Exactly.
By the way, there's really no momming that happened in the first 6 weeks. She just sort of like fed the baby.
I'm like, I don't know what to do with you.
Have you guys been all parenting? Like, have they been with you since the baby's born? Like, are you like parenting together or was it you alone and they would come over?
It was me alone and they would come over. But not even the bio dad. The bio dad went back to work and was like, barely came around.
Yeah,
okay, like, that's just interesting. And so, and non-bio dad came around, but it's not like he was there at night. He wasn't helping with feedings.
No, he would come by for like an hour.
Would you have wanted that
come if
that
for, had been? Hey, my coworker wants to meet the baby. Is it okay if we come over? And I'm like, okay. And they'd hang out for an hour and then they would leave. And I'm like, okay. God. He had a total breakdown and I was like, okay. And I looked at him and I said, I'm just trying to stick to what our agreement is, which is me just trying to mother. So I don't know how to help you, but if you can help me help you.
Tell me what you need from me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Did they privately think that you were just going to give them this baby?
I do think that they thought that. He had to have surgery when he was 10 weeks old, but sometime between birth and that surgery, they wanted him for like weekends.
Oh.
And so I was like,
you can't have him
for
the weekend.
How this happens. I'll come with him.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So
I was like, he's a newborn.
So they didn't think about what that a whole year of the baby with you. They didn't think through what that would mean.
No, they didn't.
But you had talked about that.
Yes, we had.
Yeah, but Jamie, you can get that though.
The reality was very different.
Because what you did was like sort of like a surrogacy where they were going to have the baby half the time, but not for a year. And as soon as the baby showed up, then all of a sudden it's like, I don't have access to this baby.
Yeah. But I'm not coming around anyway. So
yeah.
Yeah. Well, then they blamed, or the non-bio dad blamed not coming around on me as well.
You didn't welcome him?
Yes. Well, I didn't call him every day. Never
that, by the way, that's the thing. If I was in this non-traditional
you're alone.
Yeah.
I would be like, okay, you have the baby for the first year, but I would just be like, what I'm probably going to do is every night come by, I'll like maybe like bring dinner or whatever. And then I would love to have a bunch of hours with the baby. You go take a walk.
Go take a nap.
Or whatever. Like that would be my.
Wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah. Or can I sleep on the couch and then I'll take care of the baby at night? Because I would want ownership of the baby.
Yeah, oh, totally.
I mean, is that a weird thing to say ownership?
Listen,
but I would want
Anne
to be involved.
Had our daughter, I was like, we've talked about this. I was crazy. Like, give me the baby.
But
I want the baby.
You two were married though. So I'm saying it's almost like if you were.
Even
like,
more so.
It's almost like it's almost like you guys got divorced while you were pregnant. And all I'm thinking is like, you didn't actually get divorced. So then he's welcome.
Yeah.
So I would have showed up as much as you would let me.
Yeah. And he had 16 weeks of paid paternity leave.
And he
what
wasn't
was
there.
He doing?
I would be there every day.
Because we were going to trial, I had to mark all the days that they canceled or didn't show up. And in the first 6 months of his life, 92 days.
Whoa. This is like,
that's listen. Over 3 months. I'm like, half the time, you literally were not there half the time.
This is
you
like,
canceled and just didn't show up.
This is like Teen Mom. I watched
There's
that
something
show.
Else going on though, in his head.
Yes. Oh yeah. There's lots of things happening in that head.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like you guys were teenage parents and then the boy was not around. Yeah. I watched Teen Mom.
But you were so
sad.
Intentional. All of us had, every one of us at this table had a baby mm-hmm. and it was different once the baby came out. So like, I get that part of it. But like, if the thing is that you are feeling left out, then be more involved.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't distance yourself. And there was no like, you know, I did have my mom with me for a while, mm-hmm. but if she hadn't been there, it would have.
You were alone.
I was totally alone. Nobody to help make That's, dinner or go grocery shopping or yeah. do the laundry. Oh and I live God. In a New York building. Like yeah. the laundry's in the basement.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
How quickly did it, like what were the steps between the 6 week breakdown and court?
After the 6 week breakdown, about every month, there was another outburst from him and they just became more and more like the second one. After I shared with my mother about the first one, she was there for the second one. The bio dad and I went to a pediatrician's appointment mm-hmm. and the baby had gone like down a few points on the growth chart.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It happens.
It happens, especially for exclusively breastfed babies. Yes. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, and you said he had a little surgery too.
Oh yeah. He wasn't. After he had that surgery, he started to gain weight, mm-hmm. but he had double hernia surgery. So it's like yeah. that
yeah.
probably contributed to him yeah, not gaining weight.
A little bit.
So the non-bio dad wasn't there. And when-
At the surgery?
At the-
Or at this four-month mark.
Four-month pediatrician appointment. And so his husband comes home, tells him about the visit, and he's not happy with that. So he decides to call the pediatrician and have a conversation. And they both wait like 2 weeks to tell me that they had this conversation. In the meanwhile, being very weird, very distant, I'm like, what's going on?
Was he calling the pediatrician to ask for more information or to imply that
you
you're in some
are
way
not
fault?
Feeding the baby?
What?
To imply something. So what happened was,
oh my,
came to my apartment. This was so weird. Let's have a family brunch first.
And your mom was there.
And my mom's there. So like we go out for brunch and then they're like, we think we should have a family meeting. So they come back to my apartment and they proceed to, the bio dad is literally sitting on the floor, kind of in the corner. And my mom and I are on the sofa and the non-bio dad's in a chair. And he just starts telling me about how they're very worried about our son's growth and that he spoke to the pediatrician and that she was so intimidated by me that she did not give all the information that she felt was viable for our son's development.
She was so intimidated by you
in your
4 month meeting.
Yeah.
And you've met this pediatrician now, what, 4 times?
No. So she actually replaced our initial pediatrician because our initial pediatrician had a baby.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So this was like our second time seeing her maybe.
Uh-huh. And she was intimidated by you.
She was intimidated by me.
By the way, and at that point,
I just looked at him and I just put my finger up and I looked at the bio dad and I was like, did you get any of that in our visit? Was any of that communicated? And he was like, no.
So that does not sound anything. Side.
Yeah. And I said, I actually thought that visit went pretty well. You know, all she said was he's healthy. He's meeting his milestones. He looks to be intelligent. Like you have a great kid. Maybe start solid foods a little earlier.
Yeah.
That's it. Maybe just start, you know.
Yeah, because you're at 4 months. You can start now. Right.
Yeah. She's like, just start giving him tiny bits of stuff.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, great. Well, the non-bio dad did not like that. And he made another comment. And I said, actually, the bio dad looked at him and he said, wait, was it that the doctor was intimidated by Nini or by both of us? Because when you talked to me, you said it was both of us. And now you're saying it's just her. And he's like, well, it was both of you, but it was more so her. And what's interesting is when I went back to the pediatrician to talk to her, she flat out said, that's not what I said at all. I did not have that conversation with him.
Did you start recording things, by the way?
Yes.
Good for you.
I recorded everything
now. Good for you.
Everything. Pickups, drop-offs, pediatrician appointments.
But did you record this initial thing with your pediatrician?
Well, no.
You didn't know where it was going.
I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know I was going to be attacked.
So as soon as you have this family meeting, and then he kind of
he's yelling. He starts yelling at my mom.
What's
he wakes the baby up.
Yelling at your mom?
My mom. Like, I just start sobbing, and my mom's like, she's like this. Ever since that first, like, abrasive conversation that you had with her.
This is what you're doing.
This is what you're doing. And it's not good. And like, it's affecting my milk production.
Yeah.
The baby screaming, the bio dad's in the corner crying. Like,
oh my God.
And he's just ranting.
So this guy is just like, he's basically having a tantrum.
He's having a huge tantrum.
And you have no way of knowing if it's because the setup isn't what they thought it was going to be, because he's not the bio dad, or if he's just turning into be a crazy person.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But you have now made a baby with this person.
Yes. So and I'm so blessed that it's not the bio dad. I'm like, thank God you're not the bio dad, because I think it would have been worse.
He can't take the baby.
Because in a weird way, he doesn't have any legal rights to this baby, does
well,
he?
Well, so he actually, his husband gave him half of his parental rights.
Jamie, do you know what I need?
A weekend alone.
Oh my God, yes, but no. Like, mostly, I just want, more than anything, more energy.
Oh, I know.
Like, I just need a boost to get me from winter into spring. Like, more energy, better sleep.
Yes.
I need to make myself feel the healthiest.
You have a lot of needs.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. But who doesn't want that? It sounds to me like you need some supplements.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Guess what? I just found Care Of.
Okay. All right. That's great. But how do I know? I just never know what I'm supposed to take.
That's the beauty, Robin. They make it really easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest. No joke. They have this online quiz that's fun and easy, and it asks you all the questions, right? Mm, like diet, health goals, lifestyle choices.
Makes sense.
It really does only take 5 minutes to find out your personal scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations.
I mean,
seriously.
I literally only have 5 minutes.
No, seriously. You need to take the 5 minutes and do it. It's so easy. Okay. I did it, and they sent me these customized packets with my name on them, and it's in this box that dispenses the packets for you. Like, it's beautiful.
Well, I love some good
packaging. Put it on my counter. And guess what?
What?
I've been taking them. My nails are stronger. My hair has grown in thicker. I have more energy. I'm not kidding. I love these
vitamins. No, after
vitamins.
The baby, your hair gets wonky, so
it's good. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right.
So listen, to all our listeners, we've got a deal for you. For 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter OCT.
I mean,
you really should do it.
50% off is a fantastic deal. So I'm going to repeat that.
I think I'm going to do it.
Your first month off, you're going to get personalized Care Of vitamins. You go to takecareof.com and you enter OCT.
Do you think I can use this to get my second pack?
Just pay full price. They're doing good. They're doing good work, Jamie,
they
for
are.
God's sakes.
So then what? So where do we go from here?
We go from the conversation with the pediatrician where she's like, that didn't happen. That's not the way it went down. We had had two more interactions, and the last one resulted with the bio dad telling me that if I did not sign the agreement as it was, that he would sue me for custody and he would win, and that he would take our son from me and raise him without me.
Why did he think
that's
he
almost
was
verbatim what
win.
He said? I have no idea.
And when did the bio
it was just
dad
a scare
turn?
Tactic.
When did that happen?
In the at a pediatrician's appointment, the bio dad did not care that his husband had lied.
Yep.
So I think that's where he kind of started to turn. He was now believing his husband over the pediatrician. So the next pediatrician appointment, she wanted all of us to come in so she could clear it up. She goes, I pride myself on communication. I think we should all three get together. And the bio dad was like, no, there's attorneys involved. We talk to our attorneys only now. Like, and so for like a year, the non-bio dad didn't come to any appointments. It was just always the bio dad and I.
So now you're in court, and what are they asking for?
So they file a petition for joint custody, but they want to make the non-bio dad have parental rights.
Parental rights.
Exactly.
Full parental.
Yeah.
Which you can't do.
You can't do. And I wasn't about to give up my,
yeah,
my rights. So my attorney said, if that's what he's going for, you're going to counter with sole custody. Mm. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
The end result is...
Which probably pumped up the anger at that point.
Pumped up the anger big time.
Now, if they're thinking you're trying to...
Well, their petition was also full of 2 pages of all the ways I was an unfit mother.
What were those?
I could share a few. It's like, I mean, they live in a house and I live in a tiny apartment. I live in like a nice... Like,
that makes you an unfit mother?
Yeah.
Have you seen the size of Jamie's apartment?
I live in a shoebox. A shoebox.
Four people and a dog.
I love it. It was just a laundry list of
those are the best they could come up with.
Oh, they had some really,
she's breastfeeding.
Yeah.
You know,
they had stuff in there, like alluding to me being an alcoholic.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
So you counter for sole custody.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a very good friend with the voice memo button on your phone.
Yes. Very good friend.
Yeah. I tell that to everybody when they have problems at work or anything. I'm always like, when you walk into a meeting, turn your voice memo on, turn your phone over and set it down, and they'll never know you're recording, but never don't do that. You have to have it.
Yeah.
Because everyone lies.
And I now have no more storage space on my phone, but that's okay.
Yeah. Get yourself a Dropbox.
I need to move that over.
Yeah. Because you should back it up. How long were the legal proceedings and where did it shake out?
Just around a year. So started.
And during this time you have the baby and they're still coming over?
So during this time I have the baby, we now do pickup and drop-offs in my lobby. And every few months they would send over, well, the bio dad would email me a request. This week I want these days and times of visitation. And I was like, okay. And then it became more of like a schedule when the attorneys mm-hmm. became more involved. It lasted about a year and it shook out where I have 70% visitation and 50% custody, and they have about 30% visitation and then 25 and 25 custody.
Because he shared his.
Yeah.
So how does it look on a week-to-week basis?
I have every Sunday to Wednesday, 5 to 5. And then they have every Wednesday to Friday, 5 to 5. And then we have every other weekend.
And then you choose the school.
Yes.
So he'll be going to a school near you.
And I live in a really great district. Like 2 blocks away is one of the best public schools. So.
Yes, great. What's so heartbreaking about the story is you were going to create this family out of love that would be more love and that would allow you to be a single parent, but with support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And instead you got a divorce.
Yeah.
It's like you're living out a custody schedule instead of like this thing that could have been.
Yeah.
Because if you had done the legal agreement in a way that was like, okay, like let's say it's exactly the schedule that you said, but if you were in a place of love, then it would be like, hey, can I switch Wednesday for Saturday? And you would have been cool because you'd both be showing up.
Yeah.
And instead you have this rigid divorce. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, but do you think there could have been anything you could have done to stop this from happening?
I think if we had had a good attorney that was forthcoming.
Or maybe separate attorneys from the get-go?
Maybe.
Mm. I don't even know what you could have done differently.
I've thought about this so much.
Non-bio dad lost his shit.
He did. That's exactly what happened.
Were there any red flags about his personality if you're looking back, if you're like Monday morning quarterbacking?
Yeah, I probably should.
You don't know that phrase?
No.
Come on, the game's on Sunday night. The next day, yeah. You go back and you look back at the tapes and you go, oh, I should have made that.
You're a sports
pass.
Enthusiast, aren't you?
No, obviously.
By the way,
no.
I'm not either. It's just my old boss was a big football fan. And so he would always like, it was always with the Monday morning quarterback. And I'm always like, yeah, let's Monday morning quarterback that.
So Monday morning quarterback, non-bio dad, please.
Well, yeah, I probably should have thought more about the industry in which he works and how egos run rampant there. Because you can't fight an ego. It's the total opposite of love and spirit.
Yes. So true.
I was probably not, you know, fully
willing
to see that maybe. Yeah.
Is he very charismatic?
He is. He's a very good actor.
Mm.
And he maybe just wanted what he wanted. I wonder if they just didn't have the money for surrogacy and they just thought and then didn't think it through.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always.
Because even with litigation, I think this was still cheaper than a surrogate.
Yeah, because it's $200,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always very naive about people's intentions and I want to believe that everybody has the best interests or intentions. Mm-hmm. So like, I want to believe that these two didn't go into this and the lawyer weren't trying to like take something from you, but they had a breakdown and it wasn't what they thought, but it almost doesn't matter because the result's the same.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to think that too.
How do you heal this for yourself? Like, we talk a lot about presenting your family story because we're non-traditional families to your kids. Like, how do you heal this for yourself? How do you bring this into your conversations with your son? Like,
so
I'm so impressed though that you, I mean, I guess it was part of the
agreement,
but you're
not really bad talking them. Like,
you could really be way meaner.
I think core, I think at their core, they're still good people. I do think the non-bio dad lost his shit.
Yeah.
I've lost many friends. Many friends have...
Because they're trash talking.
They have to be.
We haven't let you answer the question of how you're going to heal this.
I'm
like, I need healing after this.
I do a lot of meditation as much as I can.
You seem very calm.
With a two-year-old as much as I can.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
I do a lot of yoga.
Uh-huh.
It's gotten to the point where I just... I actually haven't.
No.
I did.
Yeah.
In the beginning, and then I just got angry.
You're dry.
Yeah.
And then
you're
realized
due for some like Charlotte on Sex and the City cry in the closet.
Yeah.
Or you're allowed to be angry. Out for that. Be angry for a while. And,
I was angry for a long time. Yeah. And then I realized my kid's going to pick up on this.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how hard I try and mask it in front of him. Like right. It's no, that underlying energy.
They can feel it.
So every time I look at him or think of him, I shift my energy for him because he doesn't need to be around that.
No.
And I'm adult enough. I'm the adult. So I can figure out ways to manage that.
Do you think they're decent parents at least?
I'm hoping. I know absolutely nothing about what goes on in their household.
But you know non-bio is a ticking time bomb, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So there's that.
And there can't be any way that they've been together this long and I'm the only one who's gotten that behavior from him.
Right.
Mm. Like that doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I'm the lucky lotto winner of his crazy?
No.
No.
It's usually a theme.
Like he's just two now, but there's decisions like when do you start potty training? When do you start solid foods? Like, do you have a setup for, does that happen in the therapy? Like
happens with our parent coordinator.
The parent coordinator.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we've talked about potty training and they want
to. So you have to put in like a formal like request, like a JIRA ticket. Yeah. I would like to begin potty training.
Yeah.
And then.
Because it has to be aligned in both households for it to really take and hold.
Which PS they can just start doing something. If they want to without, you know, it's like, there's no,
but so can you.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. And they took your friends. Like I'm pissed.
I am too.
I want to know what they did. Like how'd that happen?
I think that's been I have these daily reminders in my phone and it's like, Archangel Michael, take away anybody who's not serving my highest good. That's so when that goes off, I stop and I'm like, yes.
Yes.
And I have it to an Alabama Shake song. So I'm like, yes, get these people out of my life.
Because
so
if they left, they weren't good people.
That's right.
Bye. Yeah.
And the void will be filled with somebody better.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly in my head with all the BS from all of this, but I'm also constantly in my head to like talk it down.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would you do it all again?
I have an amazing son.
You love your son.
He's so awesome. So
there's your light at the end
that's
of the tunnel.
That's
you get to like look at
him. So yeah, I think I would. I don't think I would change anything because, you know, I think like if I hadn't moved back to the city after my divorce, you know, what would have happened if I had done this or done that? And then
so Sliding Doors.
Yeah, that movie. It is. I love that movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Short hair. Gwyneth Long hair.
Yeah.
Their family. Are their families involved or?
So The non-bio dad's an only child now. His mom's involved. His dad lives in California, and I guess he's involved when he comes back. And then the bio dad's mom is alive, and she lives away. She's like in Massachusetts, so she comes down every now and then, and they go up there every now and then. But then that's really, he has siblings, but they're not close or involved. But
grandparents haven't tried to like intervene or...
Oh, you mean like that?
Yeah.
No.
That's good.
But I'm no, they've all blocked me on social media, so...
Wow,
the
family.
The mother of my Yay. Grandchild.
Yeah.
The mother.
Yeah, you're going to have to come up with some story for your son. I mean, of how you...
Yeah.
The good news is you've got help to help you do that.
That's true.
No, yeah. Like at some point you'll have to frame that of just...
I will.
We had best intentions. It sucked.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, they told the therapist that they blocked me on social media because they had to put a stop to all the harm I'm causing.
What,
so I'm
what
like,
harm
exactly.
Are you causing?
And that they were
like
inspirational
very concerned. Yoga quotes. Like, yeah. I can't imagine.
I'm like, come on. Like, you know who I am, guys. I get that you're mad. Like, we're all mad, but
very harmful.
They are. How dare you be positive?
What advice would you give to someone else who wanted to start a non-traditional family?
I would say go in with caution, be more in your head and not in your heart.
Ooh.
And definitely make sure that you have all the details hammered out.
Yeah.
All of them. Every single aspect you can think of. You know, like, when do you take them to the dentist? Where are they going to go to the dentist? What are you going to do for pediatricians?
Every little
every
thing.
Little detail.
How do you decide about schools, preschools?
Every little thing. Is he going to do daycare? Potty right. training? Yeah. Breastfeeding. Because as soon as the litigation started, they were like, no, we only agreed to you breastfeeding for the first 40 days.
And I'm
like,
sorry. Excuse me?
I was like, what? I'm sorry. I'm a doula. I'm in the birth world. You're going to tell me that I actually agreed to that? No, I did not agree to that.
That's like when a waiter brings my margarita with salt. I'm like, listen, I have never not once said margarita with salt. Never, never. You take this
take
bag
it back.
And then you remake it. Don't pour it into the other glass because
salt,
salt
residual.
It.
Yes.
It's totally it's same thing.
It is the same.
Totally same thing.
Very similar.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just saying, I would never ever say that.
I love it.
But think with your head, not with your heart. That yeah. is, that is, I feel like that is so the opposite of you.
That's
for you to actually have to come to that realization or to even say that out loud. That's a tough reality.
It is.
That hurts for me, for you.
Yeah. It hurts me a lot.
Like be different than who you are.
Yeah.
But you know what though? I really want to say thank you for coming and sharing it because Jamie and I have talked a little bit of like, are we guilty of whitewashing our families of just sharing all these like,
we have all these happy highlighted. Endings.
Yeah. And it's like, you're coming in and you're saying like, look guys, open your eyes. It may not always go well, you know, cause if we are just like everybody else, sometimes we're going to divorce. Sometimes there's bad people and they can be gay too. You know, it's like, so you have to have your eyes open and you know, it's just important that you shared it so people could hear. It's not always great. Be careful.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And my second child will most certainly be with an anonymous.
This is what anonymous. I was going to ask. You do want to have another.
Yes.
And you're definitely going to use like a sperm bank.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it soon?
Yeah.
I'd you're like ready. To.
I'm 30, almost. Yeah, I'm 38 plus. Yeah. So.
Got to move on.
I know.
Will you keep us and our listeners, you know, since you are so familiar with the voice memo button, if you have any updates, will you send them to us so we can share with our listeners?
I will, certainly.
We got to know how it all shakes out for Nene.
Yeah.
I know. Hopefully it shakes out. You know, I hope it's all done.
Yeah.
It would be nice. I just hope it gets better.
It'd be nice. Yeah.
I feel like it has to settle in at some point. Like emotions have to drop down. If you're having all this help and support, it's got to get better.
I hope so. They continue to tell the family therapist they don't want to heal our relationship. They just want to work on the business of raising our son.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
It's not a corporation.
I know. I know. And I make sure to implement almost every single visit. I'm like, I have hope for us.
Oh my
we can
God.
Do this.
They probably resent the shit out they, of you for that. They,
yeah. They'd probably like to punch me when I say that.
Well, I just hope it all, you know, hope it all works out.
Thank you.
It will. Our thoughts. Yeah,
thank you.
It will.
You're in my ears.
Totally.
I'm more sorry for your loss for that. Yeah. I mean.
So there you go.
It's hard.
That's how things can go.
Yeah.
You know, and she's good. She's doing great.
No, she seems really like
she's
aware.
Grounded.
And also just like so open to looking at herself and her partner. Mm-hmm. And I think that's mm-hmm. great.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I still love her tattoos.
And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go about looking at a non-traditional family. It just means eyes wide open and, you know, things can change and people maybe like
people
really,
can change.
Yeah. Get the deal signed before if you can.
Yeah. You know, but then we've talked to so many other families that didn't yeah. and it worked out fine. So, yeah. you know, we're not saying anything. We're not.
Well, I'm saying that, but you're not. But that's
I'm not
okay.
judging however
There's
you
no
do
judgment.
It.
I'm just saying like, no. that, you know. If I were giving advice, that's what I would say. But I mean, it doesn't matter. They had the paperwork done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yeah. tough one. It's really tough.
Yeah. But you know, she's still with her baby and
yeah,
that's what matters.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, on a note of like turning, it's time for our first recurring segment.
Yes. You haven't heard
we
from-
don't have a title for it, but Tiffany and Carissa's Journey.
I should write
Sing
a little
it.
Song. Tiff and Carissa are having a baby.
Boom. So this is just a very quick intro to hear about their story. Stand by.
This one will be short and sweet. And it's somewhat surprising that it's already happened. But we found a donor.
I thought they were going to say they were pregnant.
I know I did
too.
Did
you see me look at that? Look at you like, I know. Holy shit.
I know. I was like, that's so fast. I mean, for a listener context, because we haven't played their episode yet, that we spend a lot of time in next week's episodes, this little foreshadowing, talking about how hard it is for these two to pick a donor. So yeah. this is a big deal
this
to
is,
get this.
This is big. This is really big.
But I did think the same thing. I thought they were preggers. And I was like, God damn it. So much for our recurring segment.
But still.
They still have so far to go. They don't so even far. Know it. Those poor
oh,
babies.
They do though, because they listen to our podcast.
They don't know. You don't know until you're in the thick of it.
It doesn't really get hard till you're a parent anyway.
That's all. None of it matters. I am so excited about this segment and I can't wait to hear their journey. I hope it's smooth for them, but as the producer also hopes there's some rocks.
No, I don't hope there are any rocks.
I'm just
Shut
kidding.
Your
no
mouth.
Rocks, no rocks. No. If this segment ends in 3 episodes, great.
it's going to be whatever. It's going to be what it is, but I'm excited for them and that's exciting. They picked a donor. I can't wait to hear what kind of donor they picked.
I know. Because
that was a big thing for them.
Ugh. You're gonna, guys, and if you want to know what we're talking about, you gotta listen next week.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
folks,
God.
Please follow us on Facebook. If these ovaries could talk,
Twitter, ovaries talk,
Instagram, which you know is where we put most of our assholery.
We're really funny
ovaries,
sometimes.
Ovaries,
underscore talk.
Talk. Yes, and you can always email us with show ideas, thoughts.
Please do
at ovariestalk@gmail.com.
Yeah,
don't be afraid to rate and review us too.
We especially like if it's a good one.
If it's a bad one, why don't you just hold off and go do something else? Get a sandwich first, make yourself a cocktail, and then think about if you really
just
still
don't do
feel
it. If it's a bad one,
like you want to do that. Like you maybe know, you got over it. Maybe
you
were just
need
hungry.
To say it if it's a bad one.
Maybe you were hangry. And don't
maybe
forget.
You need a Snickers. I don't know. What?
And you know who's not a sponsor? Snickers. But you know who is a sponsor of our episode? Grove.co.
Yes. And Care Of, my favorite vitamin supplement.
That's right. Don't forget to use the promo code OCT for your purchases with them. There were some really good deals in today's episode.
I know. Take advantage of this shit. I'm going to take advantage.
I don't think you can.
I think I can.
We have to go because Jamie has to take advantage of our OCT specials.
So I think we need to say it. Ugh. And without further ado, eggs.
Ovaries.
Out.
If these ovaries could talk, they would say, eggs, ovaries, out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.